Seventh grader Christina Lee shyly grips a pillow on the living room couch of her Feltonville row home, trying to explain the impact that speech and language therapy has had on her ability to learn.
Like, if I don't say the words right, she'll help me say the words again. I'll be like, okay, if I ever see this word in like another story, I can tell myself, hey, I know I learned this word in speech.
Christina's mother, LaTanya, says her daughter is a slow learner.
It's almost as if her wheels skip a beat. Like, she'll understand what you're saying, but she's already either two steps ahead of you or maybe half a step behind.
To help her learn despite these deficits, Christina has an individualized education plan, or IEP, that dictates, among other things, that she should receive one period per week of speech and language service. But Christina's school, Feltonville School of Arts and Science, doesn't have a speech therapist, and for this school year, the service has gone completely unfulfilled. It's a reality that's not only damaging to Christina's academic progress, but in violation of the law.
My kid is not going to get shuffled somewhere because they didn't want to accommodate her in middle school.
The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, holds school districts responsible for providing all special needs students, including those not yet diagnosed, with a free, appropriate public education that is individualized to their needs. Once the IEP is written, it becomes a legally binding document. If a district fails to implement the plan properly, the contract is broken, and parents can sue to enforce it. A district cannot argue that staff shortages or budgetary woes impede its ability to meet students' needs. In this way, every IEP is a potential lawsuit, every special needs parent a potential plaintiff. In Pennsylvania, state funding for special ed has flatlined for the past 6 years. In Philadelphia, budget cuts have deprived many schools of critical staff positions, including guidance counselors, assistant principals, and nurses. Through the first month of school, the Public Interest Law Center of Philadelphia, or PILCOP, has gathered about 800 parent complaints from at least 50 schools and sent them to the Pennsylvania State Department of Education. The center estimates that about 250 of the complaints are special ed related. Since the state announced this week that it would release an additional $45 million to the district, Superintendent Height said he'd recall 400 employees. Still, not every school will have a full-time guidance counselor. Mara McInerney is senior attorney at Philadelphia's Education Law Center.
Those are people who play a critical role in identifying those children and ensuring that their needs are met on a prompt basis.
The district said that every effort has been made to ensure that the needs of students are being addressed. LaTanya Lee takes umbrage with that after spending much of the summer and fall trying to get the district to deal with her complaint. Now a month into school, her daughter's IEP remains unmet, and Christina's been suffering both academically and emotionally.
Because I'm always getting, like, bullied, picked on, messed with, always getting name called.
Meanwhile, LaTanya is at her wit's end with frustration.
I've never been in a situation where they've just said there's nothing, deal with it. I mean, that's kind of what I feel like is going on here.
To her credit, LaTanya understands exactly what IDEA entitles her child, and she's not afraid to fight for it. With a law degree and an MBA, she's empowered with the social capital that many Philadelphia parents lack.
The other parent, the homeless parent, the immigrant parent, the parent from a country where education is not a priority, that kid is going to slip through the cracks or the chasms. They're not cracks, they're chasms.
That's former Philadelphia School District Special Ed Attorney Ken Cooper. He resigned in 2010 after years of being frustrated by what he saw as an uncaring, bloated bureaucracy.
People were more interested in sometimes fighting the fight, which was ridiculous because you don't fight a fight where a kid's involved. You try to fix the problem.
Despite the uphill battle against her, LaTanya wrote in an email this week that she'll continue to complain and wait. But what's happening right now to students lacking parents with LaTanya's time and education? One can only assume. Montgomery County-based special education attorney Josh Kirschenbaum knows this for sure.
If we fail those students young, then we will come back and pay for it later. It may come out of a different budget, it may come out of a different pocket, but we will pay.
Although this rationale makes sense to LaTanya, to her, the stakes are much more personal.
Some kids are super swift and they get it and they're gifted and they're amazing and hallelujah for them. My kid will not be crushed because she's not.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.